Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Expectations now changing for everybody?
They could, and they almost should, in a vacuum, be 10-3. By the time they get to their bye.
Back here at WEEI Afternoons, it is a Thursday afternoon at 3:30. That means we talk to our buddy Tommy Curran that you heard right there. Tom Curran is brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. And by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. Tom, what'd you think of Stiz playing the homer horn for you at 10-3?
Oh, that homer. We know that Stiz. Oh, that Stiz. That's the edgy afternoon show coming at you.
But that, we all saw what we saw on Sunday night in Buffalo.
Right.
And then we all see what we see on the schedule. And it's hard not to get ahead of yourself. The one question I have, do you trust this team? Because it's one thing to get all hot and bothered and lathered to go to Buffalo and get the upset. Now you got to beat teams you're supposed to beat, and that means don't turn it over, don't have any penalties, don't do dumb things. Do you trust the Patriots in the spot they're in moving forward?
No, and that's why the all-important three-word caveat in there was in a vacuum. No injuries, no stupidity, play like you're capable of, and you should be 10-3. You're going to be favored in every game, I think, except for the Tampa Bay game in about 3 or 4 weeks. So in a vacuum, they could and should be 10-3. But no, I mean, they're not that far removed. Look, they've had a terrific game against Carolina and did what they should do against a lesser team. That's, let's see, 2 out of 4 games in which they did what they should do against what we perceive to be a lesser team. And then they overperformed? Yeah. Well, they played better than I expected against the Bills, okay? So you've got 5 games, and 2 have been underperformances, and 3 have been adequate or overperformances. So I don't think it's out of their system, as we talked about last week a little bit, when I said there's still a dark side. But you do have to say that you can't confiscate what they accomplished. You can't say they didn't do it. You can't say I'm not sure they can do it. You can't say I've never seen them do it, because you did see them do it. So it does change the geometry a little. If you can see Drake May play a game that responsibly and that well on the road with no wild throws that are inexplicable, with no heat on him, then, okay, he set a precedent. So you can not necessarily expect it week in and week out, but you know he's capable.
Hey, Tom, 3-2, this team, it feels like everybody is just loving up on the Patriots, but they still have some issues. What's the biggest concern you still see in this team and have for this team moving forward?
It's depth, Teddy, and I know you guys discussed it a little bit, talking about places where you would add. I'm not to that point where, you know, I want to say, how about this guy for that draft pick, but one injury at running back, and it has reshuffled that group of three from being one of the more impressive and deep groups on the team to now, because of one player's inability to hold on to the ball consistently, now it's a massive question mark and causes sweaty palms. You mentioned, I think, Teddy Tackle. If you lose Morgan Moses or Will Campbell, now you're into your depth of tackle. Is Marcus Bryant capable of playing that position? Darian Lowe, those are question marks. Defensively, I think they're in a much better spot, and I think that they're playing. And I did anticipate that they would take a few weeks to gel, but I think they're playing really well now, and I think they have better depth over there. But offensively, I think the depth is a concern.
So, Tommy, I think that the Patriots should move in the running back market. And I know that there are a number of teams that have sustained starting running back injuries, so it's probably a pretty thin and competitive market as well. How do you feel about the possibly seeing somebody who'd look good in a Patriots uniform this weekend, Alvin Kamara?
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. It's just way early to put together a wish list and sit on Santa's lap and say, can I have one of these? Because it's, you know, New Orleans has lost three competitive games. They were neck and neck with Buffalo. They lost by five, I think, to the Niners. I just don't think teams right now, 5 weeks in, are sitting there saying, boy, how can we get worse? How can we start planning for next year? And I think that, again, in a vacuum, we tend to look at, hey, what do the Patriots need? They can browse. Every other team is looking at itself and worried about itself and who they retain. So Kamara would be great. Sign me up. Great pass catcher. One of the most productive guys over the last decade or so. But I couldn't even entertain the idea of, like, what would you give up and what would you get for a player before Columbus Day? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just early. And don't ask me about A.J. Brown.
Okay, I wasn't going to. NBC Sports Boston's Tommy Curran here on WEEI Afternoons. What I did,
AJ Brown out?
Oh, totally.
Until he arrives. If he arrives, then we won't be AJ Brown out anymore. But until then, yes, I agree. I'd rather talk about the guy that's here and that's starting to look like a number one wide receiver. Stephon Diggs is a really interesting guy to me because I thought he might be on PUP. He wasn't. I thought there might be baggage. And while there's been some weird stuff on social media, basically everything he's done and said since he arrived has been the right thing. It's felt like a leader, and then he goes out and catches 10 balls to help you have your big upset. How impressed have you been, I guess, with Stephon Diggs? And where do you think this can go? Is he a legit Pro Bowl caliber number one wide receiver right now?
Yes. Statistically, if you add it up at the end of the year and say that he ends up with, you know, 87 catches for 1,200 yards. I don't even know if 87 catches cuts it anymore since guys end up around 110. But, yeah, he is a number one. And Drake May treats him as such, which I did not think that Diggs would be a guy who would come here. And even in Houston last year, he wasn't their number one. Nico Collins was. Here, there is no Nico Collins, so he does elevate. But I didn't think he would have a 12-target game. But he has been so trustworthy, and it's obvious that even if he's covered, May has the confidence to put it in there and say, I'm going to take a risk with him rather than a throw to Pop Douglas. I'm going to find my way. And just even looking at that infinity sign reroute that he did for the 32-yard catch down the sideline, I don't know if other guys are as capable or if Drake May, while he's watching that go on, is going to have the same faith in Kayshawn Booty or DeMario Douglas to not be thinking as it's going on and looking downfield with someone breathing down his neck. Where's he going? Does he know what he's doing? I think with Diggs, he knows. He goes, wherever he goes, I'm going to throw it because he's going to be in the right spot.
Yeah, no doubt, Tom. Look, I don't know if it's going to come back around to me, so I'm going to ask it now. I got to get your thoughts on what some people are saying is the biggest story in sports right now. That's Bill Belichick at UNC. Mm-hmm. You see what's going on down there. Your thoughts on Belichick at UNC?
I really resisted it, even as it was going south the last few weeks, thinking that it would impact his legacy in a major way. I thought it would be certainly mentioned, you know, say when he retires or even worse befalls him, that he finished his career at UNC. But I didn't think it would do any kind of damage or call into question his aptitude generally. And I think that this has been such an
over the top, humiliating, disappointing, ego-driven disaster down there that it is causing more damage than I anticipated. And, you know, we used to say, is he going to finish the season? I'm like, come on. And of course he's going to finish the season. I can't imagine. I mean, how do you think Bill feels as we see the reports last night sitting there on the phone? Hello? Yeah, Bill Belichick here. Yeah, I'm sticking around. Can I have another number? I have to call another kid who's going to decommit here. I mean, he had to sit there on the phone last night, and he had to put out a statement. Do you think that Bill wanted to put out a statement, or did North Carolina go to him and say, hey, you got to put out a statement here. This is bull. You got to do something here. Put something out. Bill's not going to do that unless it's to the point of a bayonet. So at his age and his accomplishment level, I can't imagine that he wants to be sitting on the phone at 8 o'clock in his kitchen calling a, or office, calling a bunch of 17-year-olds, telling them that, hey, everything's okay here.
I'm not sure they have his phone number, but yeah, point's well taken, yeah.
No, he was calling them.
Oh, he was calling them. Gotcha.
He was calling recruits last night. That was a report that came out today. Bill was working the phones last night.
Interesting. Okay.
Calling recruits to assure them that things were fine here.
I didn't realize that. There. Okay.
Hey, Tom, just on the subject of Mike Vrabel, has the manner in which Vrabel has conducted himself this season, which seems to be working incredibly well, we talked to Adam Schefter a little bit about this yesterday as well, but did the manner in which he's conducting himself this season catch you off guard a little bit, or, you know, the outside the locker room, dapping up every single player after the win, being so encouraging, not being as much of a badass or a hard ass or like a tough guy? Like, did you see this manner in which he's conducting himself this year, which seems to be working so well? Did you see this coming?
Parts of it, yeah. I think that he is a genuine guy in terms of he does like to know people. He does like to engage with people. I experienced that as a player. Teddy, you saw it more closely than I did. I remember when he was in the locker room once, and I was in there too, and there was a young player, and I just heard a big voice behind me said, hey, I'm Mike Vrabel. I'm your NFLPA rep here. Just wanted to introduce myself. And that was to some, I don't even know who the player was, practice squad guy who was just walking through the locker room. And that's his personality. What has surprised me is just how forgiving he is for mistakes. And I wonder if, Teddy, we were talking about this the other night, I wonder if having sons who are of the age of a lot of his players has led him to be more understanding that, look, the way to get to Borregales right now isn't to put a parade of kickers past his locker. We drafted him. We're not going to cut him. The devil I know might be better than the devil I don't. So I'm going to stick by him. I'm going to reward him. And the same thing with Stevenson, perhaps. I can't imagine, as pissed off as the most loyal Patriots fan is, you can't look into Ramondre Stevenson's helmet on the sideline after one of those fumbles and not go, that poor bastard. Because he looks like, you know, you just ran over his dog. You feel terrible for him. And I think that Mike is attuned to that. And I thought that he would be a little more Parcellian than he has been. So that has been a surprise to me. But the outward enthusiasm is not.
Tom, what do you got for Sunday? Do they screw this up or do they roll?
No, I think, you know, if you look at New Orleans, they're coming off a nice win too. They haven't been far away. Spencer Rattler has been mildly efficient. I think that the New Orleans defense creates turnovers, creates pressure. It's going to be loud, and I think it'll be a close game that the Patriots will escape with. But I don't think that they're totally out of the woods where you should say, hey, they should be winning by 10 here. And if they win on a last-minute field goal again this week, you're like, have the Patriots slipped? They're still trying to get their sea legs under them, I think. So I would imagine they win a close game down there.
I'll take it. For a team that won 4 games in each of the last 2 years,
exactly.
I'll take the 4th win in October. Tom, enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
See you, Tom.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tommy.
That was NBC Sports Boston's Tom E. Curran. When we come back, and after I eat some smokehouse barbecue, we will talk about what Tom Curran said about the defense, and we'll have a note from the practice field on the defense. Dan Ball noted something that we'll have to delve into next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carman Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.